Nice ride in and out of the city. I'm Eric Blake, Bloomberg 1130.
Business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks are advancing with the dollar as data showing an increase in retail sales bolstered confidence in the economy. European equities pairing gains after talks to avert a Greek default failed to yield progress. S&P up 6 to 2111, a gain of 0.3%. NASDAQ up 9 to 5,086, a gain of 0.2%. Dow Industrials up 65 points to 18,066, an advance of 0.4%. 10-year up 25.32 at yield 2.39%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Charlie Pellett.
This is Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Michael McKee on Bloomberg Radio.
The Federal Reserve, not only under the microscope all the time on Bloomberg Radio and certainly on Bloomberg Taking Stock, but right now it's under investigation. Congressional investigators are continuing to probe a 2012 leak of confidential Fed material to include whether Fed officials adhered to their own policies for safeguarding information and handling breaches. And why did they speak with a market intelligence firm that later supplied the information to its clients? This is what is being asked. That's why we're bringing back one of the people who has been breaking news and following this story so closely. Craig Torres covers the Fed and the economy for Bloomberg News in Washington. So, Craig, give us an update. What is the latest, and is this proceeding? What are you hearing from inside the Fed?
So, Janet Yellen published a letter to Chairman Hensarling. He runs the House Financial Services Committee. And he said, we're not going to comply with your subpoena, which is kind of a bold thing to say, because there's an ongoing investigation. So I think they'll probably cooperate once that investigation's concluded, which is being conducted by the Department of Justice and the Fed's own internal inspector general. We broke the news that the Division of Justice that's conducting this is Preet Bharara's office in the Southern District of New York, hand in hand with the FBI.
What's the crime that Bharara could, I mean, granted, the DA can, you know, pretty much indict a ham sandwich, as the old saying goes, but what would be the crime that he would be looking at here?
So there's statutes on the books, you know, I guess you could think like the FDA shouldn't be releasing drug trial and leaking out drug trial information. There are statutes that prevent the leaking of confidential government information. I will say that the stuff Medley had was pretty sensitive. It described in great detail the options that were in the Teal Book, and it foreshadowed the introduction of what we called the thresholds, or this unemployment inflation hurdle that would be required for the committee to lift the short-term rate. And that didn't come out until December, and Medley had it in October. So pretty sensitive stuff.
Craig, do you get a sense? You, me, Michael, we've covered the Fed for, you know, you put all our decades together. I don't know what, how many hundreds of years we would have. But do you have any sense that this was sort of somebody who was either having a conversation and not realizing they were leaking sensitive information? Has the Fed just gotten too lax about what it says to people who are not within the Federal Reserve System?
You might think that, except there were details in the note that said, you know, staff stayed up past midnight and things like this. So it wasn't entirely unintentional. And I'll add what I said to Yellen in the March press conference, Kathleen. When we go in as reporters and get the FOMC statement, they control the internet in the room. There are police standing outside the door. Yeah. You can't go to the bathroom. If I picked my cell phone up and leaked that to a hedge fund, I would most surely go to jail, okay?
Yeah.
So why should there be a double standard, right? I mean,
but then how do you draw the line between, for example, there's the Treasury survey for the auctions, right? And Fed officials have people, economists and bond strategists, et cetera, come in and talk to them. Fed officials meet with people from Wall Street. How does the Fed draw the line between what's sensitive and over the line and what isn't?
This was a document that's routinely marked class one confidential. It has policy options in it. It foreshadows what the FOMC is going to do. It isn't one governor's or one Fed president's point of view. This is where the committee's coalescing around decision-making. It's pretty sensitive stuff.
Well, the Fed's investigating. The Feds are investigating. Where is this likely to end up? It is not like members of the news media haven't accidentally leaked Fed material in the past as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, those are like embargo breaks, and people get scolded and penalized. This is giving information to a, quote, market intelligence firm that sells this information to investors. We're in the business of making information public. Those firms are in the business, I think, of giving discrete information to a narrow group of people who pay them a lot of money. So there is a difference. Where will it end up? I don't know. I can tell you that House Republicans do not trust the Department of Justice, nor do they trust the Fed IG.
They don't trust Preet Bharara, the sheriff of Wall Street?
No. One of them said to me, the DOJ is where investigations go to die. So there you go.
We'll see. Very quickly, latest Fed survey, this was taken before the retail sales numbers.
Yes.
But people are becoming more convinced that we're going to get a rate increase before the weather turns cold.
Yeah, though you probably saw in our survey, Mike, that, you know, they're kind of hedging their bets. They do see some probability of 2016. That's kind of based on the lousy or slow, if you want to put it that way, progress on inflation. And really, I think, doubts about the committee's real desire to go in and actually raise interest rates. So, you know, it's most people think September, but our survey showed, you know, 40% think it could happen after that date.
Craig Torres from the Bloomberg News Federal Reserve team covers the Fed for us and broke the story about the Fed leaks, and we'll be following up on that. We'll see what happens. We'll also see what happens with Fed. You know, they meet next week.
Oh, my God.
It may not be September.
Can't believe it's almost here, Michael.
If we continue to get the kind of numbers we got today, we'll talk about that more coming up on Taking Stock.
This is Kathleen Hayes from Taking Stock, inviting you to listen to Bloomberg Radio anywhere outside of your car 24 hours a day. Download the Radio Plus TuneIn or iHeartRadio mobile apps for your iPhone or your Android and do it today.